Hi, it's Nancy from the library, and you are about to hear one of the winning entries from the third annual Page One Writing Contest. So much talent in our little town. Here's page one of Who is Riley Lockett? Telluride, 1986. Every house has a kitchen. Every kitchen has a knife. Every knife has a blade. I repeat this to myself whenever I feel spooked in the huge empty houses. It helps us to feel safe, or at least safer. Houses are like living creatures. They have needs. They require attention. And they make sounds. It's just that usually you don't hear them, because it's not that quiet in most people's houses. Miss Moss, the actual name of the caretaker of our group home, explained it all to us, back when I was 18, still in Albuquerque. The temperature changes, right? And that makes the house contract or expand. Everything moves, just a little. Just enough to make some creaks and groans, especially if it's a stick built, she'd said. Which, it turned out, most houses in southwest Colorado were. I, for one, had no idea houses were built from sticks. But good job using natural resources. That was something Kirby would do. We left Albuquerque because I wanted to go to school in Durango, Fort Lewis College, the fort, everyone called it, which made it sound like the Army, not college. I didn't care, as long as I could get closer to the mountains. The La Platas were right there, hugging you in. In Albuquerque, the sandias were just out of reach, a misty hallucination. If you didn't have a car to drive to the trailhead, forget it. Hiking here, you could find resources. Lakes, rivers, trees, shade, shelter, sticks to make a house if you wanted. If the wild animals could survive out here, so could a human. You could get lost for as long as you felt like it, and no one could find you. Which, I'm not going to lie, was part of the appeal. Miss Moss was the nicest thing about that group home, which I'd managed to stay at longer than most anywhere else I'd lived. Olivia Ripley or Olivia Kirby? She'd read off my form that very first day. Olivia Ripley Kirby, I said. Such a nice name, Olivia. I go by Ripley, I told her, which I did. But I also went by Olivia, or sometimes Kirby. It depended on who I was at the time and what I was trying to do. Here in Durango, here at the fort, I was still Ripley. Ripley was a smart one. She was fiercely independent. She shared a name with the final girl in Alien, so she had to be strong, brave, a survivor. She had never backed down from a fight, no matter who started it. Liv was gentle, girly. She loved makeup, the mall, calling boys on the phone. She made friends easily. "Don't change," people wrote in her yearbook, and SWAK on folded up notes like origami. Then there was Kirby, the resourceful one, the quiet hiker, the one who knew how to fish and hunt, how to tie knots and keep a fire going. All of them had something to offer, but in Durango, I was Ripley. I'd read that only 3% of aged-out kids graduated with a degree, and 70% of girls were pregnant by 21. I was 22, not pregnant, and less than a semester from graduation. Who is Riley Lockett by Amy Russell is one of the winners of this year's Page One Writing Contest. To read the rest of this work, you'll need to ask them. Thanks to our sponsors, Maria's Bookshop, Friends of the Library, KDUR, KSUT, and the Durango Public Library. And thanks to all of the writers who submitted your work. Well done.